Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're talking with Marion County Senior Nutrition Director Dawn Ospach-Klein to talk about Hunger Awareness Month. Tell us, Dawn, what is the importance of Hunger Awareness Month?
Hunger Awareness Month brings hunger and the issues that come along with hunger to the forefront. Some of the things that we see in older adults that are needing food, healthy, nourishing food, is that they can become frail if they do not have adequate nutrition. And once they become frail, their bones become brittle, they become sicker and sicker, and then they end up into the hospital, and they're in and out of the hospital. So we have an expensive amount of money being spent, of course, on health care. So if we can keep people nourished and not hungry, we will be money ahead in the long run.
Now, what are some things that are being done here in Marion County to help in regards to hunger issues?
Well, Marion County has always been a big supporter of senior nutrition and the senior nutrition program. So we have 5 centers across our county, and in each of those centers, they receive a well-balanced meal. There are people who go into the senior centers for their lunches, and then they engage in other things within that center. But most importantly with this is we have the Meals on Wheels program. And those folks come to us through referrals from case managers, nursing agencies, hospitals, VA. We want to make sure that the ones that need that nourishing meal get that so that they can stay healthy and remain in their home as long as possible.
Now, what are some things that we're doing here in Marion County to bring awareness to Hunger Awareness Month?
Well, we've had the proclamation signed, and then we are going to have our second annual Pie in the Face Meals on Wheels fundraiser. And what we do is we get some local celebrities, and then we sell votes. And the people buy the votes for the individual that they would like to see get the pie in the face at the end of September. And we have 4 gentlemen that are going to be doing that. And Tony, thank you for being one of them. I'm glad you're part of our group this year. And then, of course, Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholz. And then we have the Fire Chief Jim Mitchell. And also the Journal Express editor, Steve Woodhouse. So what you're going to be seeing around town are decorated polling places. And then also folks will be going around and offering people the opportunity to buy votes. And they will have the envelopes with each of the celebrities' names on them. And they can buy 1 vote or they can buy 100 votes, whatever they would like, and it's $1 per vote, and then it goes in the envelope, and there's a place to mark how many votes and how much money.
Now, this is the second year that you've actually been doing this event. How successful was the first one?
Oh, the first one I was pleased with. We brought in $525, so we were able to bring in some money. That's exciting. And this year, we're hoping to double it. And with that, what happens is we're going to be able to deliver more Meals on Wheels to the people who are at and below the poverty line. 80% of the Meals on Wheels participants in Marion County are below the poverty line. That tells us a lot about who we're reaching. 47% of our Meals on Wheels participants eat alone most of the time. And so when our volunteers go to these homes, it brightens their day, adds a little quality of life.
Now, what are some ways people can find out more information about Hunger Awareness Month?
We have 5 sites in Marion County. We have one in Bussey, Pella, Pleasantville, Melcher Dallas, and of course here in Knoxville. This is the central location. And folks can walk into any of those centers, but a simple Google search or going to Marion County's website, you can find senior nutrition and you can get all the information as far as emails, phone numbers to each center. And of course, just go into those centers. You will be surprised what you will find and the resources and that type of thing within these centers.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Senior Nutrition Director Dawn Ospach-Klein, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIA.com.